You're listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the coaching perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach and social media expert today here, Doug Gefeller. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Paul. Glad to be with you.
And you brought a million crew. There's people streaming and doing all sorts of stuff here today.
Hey, it's a secret, but we're going to tell the audience. And welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. And I am intimidated totally here today. Our guest, Vicki Fitch, is a social media expert. She's got us set up. We are streaming live on Periscope. We're streaming live on a multitude of Facebook sites. And wow. Anyhow, let me tell you a little bit about our guest before we get started. Our topic is how I earned $50,000 in 5 months by live streaming. Now, do I have your attention? Vicki is an author, speaker, international business coach. She's a serial entrepreneur. She started her first business at the age of 12, just a few years ago. She bought her first house at the age of 19, started her first company with employees at 20, and she live streams twice a day on Periscope and Facebook Live. Boy, that's a commitment. She continues to challenge innovation in her live streaming world. She has two original podcasts. I love this one. He Said, Red Said. The tagline is a little bit of business and a whole lot of fun. And Vicki Fitch Live, a fresh perspective with multiple on-screen guests that airs on Monday and Wednesday nights. And they are the first fully produced podcast interview shows on Facebook Live. I'm not sure what that means, but she is going to tell us. Vicki, welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio Show.
Doug, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm so appreciative. I am so glad to be here. And you are such a gracious host. I have to say, I feel very welcome here, and I totally appreciate it.
All the guests love me in the first 5 minutes. So that's... We'll see what you can say at the end of the show. And I just want to thank our mutual friend, Lisa Reed, for introducing us. Lisa is just a phenomenal resource for introducing me to fascinating, exciting people like yourself.
Oh, well, thank you so much. Again, Lisa is a gem, and we totally appreciate her. And I'm so glad I got to meet you through her.
Yeah. Well, look, tell us a little bit about who is Vicki. Before we get into today's topic, tell us about you.
Well, you know, you guys were making fun of me earlier. I am not from Minnesota, but I do tend to have a little Minnesotan accent. I moved around a lot as a kid. My dad was in the Navy. And so I seem to pick up accents a lot, you know, wherever I'm at. So it's kind of a little chameleon thing I got going on. But who am I? I am somebody that absolutely loves other people. I love training. I love developing. I love educating. As you know, I started my first business when I was 12. And that is a fun story that everybody will love to hear, because nowadays, okay, right? Nowadays, at 6 years old, you get an iPhone 6, right? Well,
right.
At 12, I wanted a phone line in my room, right? I just wanted a phone where I didn't have to sit in the middle of the living room and talk, you know, where everybody can hear you. My dad says, I'm not paying for a phone. So you're going to have to earn the money. And his friend owned a farmer's insurance agency. And he said, I'll pay you if you can get people to schedule appointments with me. And I was like, okay.
Cold calling. Oh,
at
wow.
At 12.
At 12.
I got the phone book. I opened it up. I went in the other room in my parents' bedroom. And I came back in about 45 minutes. I had I want to say it was 26 people that said yes, right? I have all these little notes and people that told me to call them back and different stuff. And his mouth just about dropped on the floor. And he was like, oh my gosh. So I realized, hey, this is pretty simple. Because all I did is say, hi, this is Vicki. I was calling from Farmers Insurance asking if you guys would be interested in getting a quote. I mean, that's all I had to say, right? And so people are so scared of the phone. So I learned at a very early age that developing those vocal skills and being able to share and communicate with people and ask the right questions was very beneficial. So that's where I got my start. And then I did some other things that, and I bought my house. Then I, you know, started my first bookkeeping and tax company. And, you know, here we are.
And, you know, the strange thing about that story is that today, it seems like every time I need help in technology, mm-hmm, the person helping me is 12 years old.
Right? Isn't that true? I think I could ask my son who's 14, honey, how do I do this?
Where would I be without YouTube videos telling me how to do things?
Right?
Okay. So, okay, you're an author, you're a speaker. Tell us about your books.
Okay. Well, my first book I wrote about 15 years ago, it's called Direct Selling 101. As you know, I've been in the industry 20 years. I think you know. I've been top 10 internationally for sales and recruiting for more than 10 of those years. And so I realized helping people to understand how to do direct sales the right way, how to actually sell and how to develop emotional relationships to help people get what I call from the want pocket to the need pocket, right? To understand how those products and services can really benefit their lives, not trying to sell them items they don't need, but things, how they can really connect with them. And so I wrote a book on that, and now I'm relaunching it here soon because I started adding a lot of stuff in about social media and how to use live streaming as an opportunity. So I imagine, well, before Christmas, I'll have that one back out. I have another book called Evict the Bully from Your Head. Evict the Bully in Your Head.
And it's what is it again?
Evict the Bully in
Evict
Your Head.
Evict the Bully, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's all about, you know, people growing up, we all are a product of our own environment, right? And we are told at some point in our life, maybe that we're not good enough, strong enough, big enough, you know, that we're not enough, that we're not something. And then there's this bully. And I always say, you know, it comes in as a little baby. It's a little baby. It doesn't come in as this big, burly thing that's, you know, intimidating us, right? It comes in as a baby. And what do? We bring it in. We feed it. We clothe it. We nurture it. We let it grow. And then now, it's this thing we can't get rid of. And so I teach people how to evict the bully from your head, that the bully doesn't belong there anymore. It doesn't need to take up residence there anymore. And you have to start believing in yourself and who you are and what you can accomplish. And so that is my second book. And I have a sequel to that called Own It, How to Step Up and Stand Out.
Whoa. Hey, I just want to go back a little bit. You know, so many people have a misconception about direct marketing,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've had some exposure to it.
Mm-hmm.
I found that some of the world's greatest training for sales mm-hmm. is through direct marketing companies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And everybody goes, oh, you know, I got to make a list of my friends, make a list of 100 friends, and I can't do that. And isn't it? It can be applied to any kind of business. It is not 5 o'clock telephone calls, would you like to refinance your house? It's building relationships, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. You know, and that's the thing. That is why people hire me to come in and speak for direct sales. That's why I coach people in the direct sales industry as well as a tremendous amount of other industries. But because, and direct sales companies, hopefully you guys are listening right now because this is very important. You guys teach them, you tell them what to sell, right? They don't teach them how to sell it. They think they do because they give you a checklist and say, this is what you're supposed to say. But they miss the key elements of how to connect with an audience, how to put together packages that make sense for you. Because if you don't believe in the product or service, you're not going to be able to transition that. And so I want to tell you one little piece of the book because I think it's really going to hit home for that question you just asked.
Okay, good.
The Direct Selling 101, there's a thing I call a buying threshold, okay? And a buying threshold is an imaginary number that you won't spend without either feeling guilty or without consulting someone else, okay? And so let's just say it's $50 if we're using the direct sales market. If it's $50 and you know the package that most people would want, like if they're gonna, like I was in the scrapbooking industry and they wanted, you know, the package I used to sell was about $500. And so people go, I can't sell $500 to somebody. And I said, okay, well, let's talk about that for a minute. We go through it. But the point is if your buying threshold is $50, you can't sell a $500 package because you're like, I wouldn't buy it, so why would they buy it? So they put their own buying threshold in the way of making the sales. And so I teach them this. If you are going to a reunion, right? And we all know in a high school reunion, we all want to look like the bomb.com, right? I mean, we want to make those boys jealous. We want to make those girls say, what was I thinking when I didn't, you know, passed you over? And if we go and find this beautiful dress, right? And we come home and we realize we don't have the shoes, hose, or accessories to match. We feel like crap. As women, we're like, oh, we're depressed. We're discouraged. And we're not going to go all the way back to the store we bought the dress from. We're going to go to the closest place to get the job done. So when you start explaining to people, your job is to show them the products that they need and all the accessories that match. It's their job to choose what they purchase. Even if they tell you, I don't want to spend that much money, you say, no problem. I'm just going to show you and then you get to choose. And so that's our job, to show them and help them be the best they can be. So when we teach people to show people what is the best for them, then it makes all the difference in the world because it's not guilt selling anymore. We're not trying to, here, you know, we're all able to recommend stuff. I mean, I don't know about men. I can't speak for. But women, if we got a pair of shoes that are a bargain, we are flipping our shoe up and going, girlfriend, check this out. I got this bargain, and this is where I got it. And if we bought this collection of things that we love, we're like, you got to go get this. And the minute we're in charge, we go, oh, why don't you try this little sample first? Like, we backpedal so fast, people would have to tackle us to give us money, right? And
right.
so
We just have to teach people. Direct sales companies have to teach people a different way of doing it, because once you get the heart of the people understanding that they're serving, that they're not selling, then that's when life changes and the light bulbs go on.
That is the key thing. You know, for years I could not sell. People would ask me, I said, I don't sell. I can't sell. I've got a mental block. I did have a mental block. It turned out to be a physical block. I just couldn't sell. Until I finally was able to make a mental shift and realize that I can't sell you anything, but I would be happy to help you.
Mm-hmm.
Let me share with you what I know, mm-hmm. what I have to offer that could help you.
Right.
And it changed the whole conversation for me.
Well, you know,
which is just what I hear you saying.
Well, and one of my famous quotes is, sales is simply providing enough information for people to make an informed decision. That's it, right? It's providing enough information for people to make an informed decision. Because when you give them your education, your experience, and what you think is good for them, then they get to have the information to weigh it out and make a decision.
Wonderful. You know, we ask everybody that comes on the show this question.
Okay.
What is your guiding principle?
My guiding principle. Well, I'm a Christian, and I call yes. myself a Christianpreneur. And so I have an audience of one. That's Jesus Christ. So my guiding principle is, if I am making him proud, then I got myself, then I'm all that. You know, that's all I have to worry about. Because we as humans, we're going to make mistakes. You know, I might do something wrong or incorrectly, but as long as I just have to remember I have an audience of one. And so that's the principle I go by is, you know, is my side of the street clean? Did I honor him today? And if I did, then I'm good to go.
Wonderful. Wonderful. By the way, I have to tell the audience, I'm a little distracted here today. You know, Paul, the radio show producer, tried to live stream this show a number of months ago, and then he and I reviewed it, and it was sort of like he might as well have put a mannequin in for me, because I never moved once. No facial expression, no arm movement, no nothing. So we didn't do it again. Now I'm sitting here. I'm going to tell the radio audience this. I'm sitting here across from Vicky. She is dynamite. One, she's covered with bling. Okay. We're practically blinded in the studio here. And the other is her facial expression. She's waving to Periscope. She's waving to Facebook. She's got four conversations going here at once. And I'm trying to interview her. I don't know what's going on. I've totally lost
control. I'm totally paying attention to you. My whole focus
that's
is on
what's
you,
making me. That's what's making me nervous. Women that can multitask are just so intimidating.
Well, I could look down and pretend that I'm shy and demure.
No. I'm not going to believe it now. I've gotten to know you a little bit. Well, look, tell us about the tagline here for today. How I made $50,000 in 5 months by live streaming.
Okay.
There's so many questions behind that, but give us the overall story first.
Well, you know, for those of you guys that are on Periscope right now watching, thank you guys so much. And thank you for sharing it out. I really appreciate that. So if you guys want to keep tapping those hearts so I can see, you can see him in the background. I'm going to turn it to Doug for a minute. You guys say hey,
okay.
hey to Doug.
I'm going
to
really move.
Quick, right?
I'm going to move.
Moving.
I'm moving.
He's animating.
I'm moving. Absolutely
and for you guys on
moving.
Facebook Live, here he is. He's going to move.
Okay. Paul said I've got to move. Facial gestures. All right.
Okay. So
I'm not blowing kisses right. like you were, though.
I'm
draw
totally,
the line there.
But see, you know what? Kisses are fun. Remember, we talked about an emotional connection. See, they're all saying, hey, Doug. And you guys share it out. Show him that we got the peeps, right? Okay, so the first thing is, you know, Periscope, just what you just said, right, is connecting with the audience. I say hi to my audience normally whenever they come in. I will say hi to each and every person that's coming through, like, hey, Tracy. Hey, nice girl. Welcome, Melanie. Yes, Jay, you already shared. Thank you so much. Thanks for tapping. Thanks for sharing. And you guys are my rock stars. And you guys on Facebook Live, Ross Brand in the house, Jay Garrett, Kathy, Terry, my hubby's on over here. He's watching me.
I listened to one of your broadcasts, and I'm going, she knows all these people. She's, oh, it's good to have you back again. Glad you're well. You know, and you're carrying on 15 conversations at once.
I know. But, you know, that's how I did it. I connected with people. I developed relationships with them. And again, always having a call to action. And that's the thing. Now, I do have my card in my purse, but it would be rude of me to pull it out and show. But I do on the broadcast each time. I'll talk to them and tell them about me. I tell them who I am. I tell them what I'm doing. And then I tell them, you know, I give them some free information, some free advice. I answer questions, and then I give them a call to action. I show my card. I have a little card that I created that has my website, tells them where they can get a free consultation with me. It gives them my Twitter page. It gives them my Facebook page. And I'll pull it out for you in just a second so you can see what I'm talking about.
It's fine.
That's how I connected with them, because then my job is to try and carry this offline. My job is to try and carry it through getting them onto my website, right, so they'll get on my email list, because we all know, social media, I don't own I don't own Periscope. I don't own Facebook. If I got stuck in Facebook jail, I would lose access to these people. If Periscope shut down tomorrow or Twitter closed, I wouldn't have access. Thank you guys for sharing. You guys are awesome. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate you guys. Darlene, how are you? Good to see you. So that's how
you are truly that. Live on this. You know, so many of the social media sites aren't live. I mean, in other words, you know, you post something on Facebook, and 5 days later, somebody replies or says something about it. You know, I forgot what I even said by then. I'm not much less be interested in their posts. But you are interacting with people in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And the only social media is that Periscope allows you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook Live allows you to do that. Any others that allow
there's
you to do that?
There's a few others, but there's other things that might get people a little bit confused. But I mean, Meerkat used to be on the scene, which is not really on the scene anymore. There's YouTube Live, YouTube Connect, but most people don't really know that the platform is there yet. So as things are developing, you know, there's other platforms where you can do group things like Rabbit and stuff like that. But these are the main platforms. These are the ones that I teach people on because those are the ones that have the most access. I have a feeling Twitter's going to be integrating Periscope right directly with Twitter. That seems to be what's coming down the pike. But you know, right now these are the two main players.
And what's the advantage of that? I mean, I could guess at it, but what do you tell? You tell me. Why
for having
do you,
the feed go directly into Twitter? Well,
no, not for the feed to go, but this kind of live interactive video.
Well, let's talk about the title, right? I did over $50,000 in 5 months on Periscope alone, right? That's before Facebook Live wasn't even out when this first started. And so just from talking to these people, being friendly, and giving them daily information, typically at 8:30 in the morning and 6 o'clock at night, I'm on Periscope and now dual broadcasting with Facebook, and I share free content with them. And again, a lot of it is still, you know, posted. If you go to my Periscope account, Vicky_Fitch, you can see I've done over 2,000 Periscopes, and I've never repeated a topic. So my husband and my son are always like, how do you have so much information in your head? And it's just there, right? And that gives you the know, like, and trust factor where people say, she knows what she's talking about. She's not looking this up in a manual somewhere and going, okay, here, you know, they're asking me. And then they ask questions live and say, hey, how do I do this? Or this is what I'm struggling with. What do I do? And then I give them instant answers right there. And so it gives people the opportunity. And that free 20-minute consult that I do for them, I mean, I do 30 minutes to an hour worth of prep work. So this that's a major commitment on my end.
Oh,
and
yeah.
People do appreciate it, and they do share out, and they'll post on there, that was the best consult ever, you know, that they appreciate it. And then these people convert to clients if they think that I'm a good fit for them. So
I'm going to stop you right there, because I think people don't realize the amount of prep work that's involved.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can go to a Broadway play.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even think about the fact that those actors might have had 6 months rehearsing, ready to put on the play.
Exactly.
Okay? Now, you know, instead we think, well, they've done this 3 plays a day for 6 months. No, that's really easy. They know it. But what about the 6 months beforehand? I know that when I do a coaching perspective radio show without a guest, that it typically takes me 4 to 5 hours to prepare for the topic for the 45, 50-minute show.
Mm-hmm.
And I just heard you say that for you to do your half-hour consultation, you're an hour?
I do. For a 20-minute consult, I do anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour with prep work. It depends on if they have multiple websites and stuff like that. Because I'm there with they fill out a whole questionnaire beforehand, and I go and look at all these things, and I come, and I call it fire hosing, right? I say, you better have a pen and paper, and if you have a recording device, you should record this. Because I give them good information. I don't hold back the best, and if you're going to be my client, you know, here's what I see, how you can make a difference. So those people, because there's people that have to bootstrap, they can't afford me right now. They're going to get enough information in a 20-minute consult that they can start making progress, that they can start making changes for the better, that they can start building their business and their brand.
Okay, so let's for a minute, in this topic of how you made $50,000 in 5 months, let's separate the social media from what it was you were delivering. What did you deliver that people were willing to pay $50,000 for?
And I did coaching packages. I also did
coaching direct sales.
Well, coaching, my coaching programs are a customized coaching program because I don't know if you knew that either, that I've built and sold 4 companies. I have a bookkeeping and tax company, a construction company, and I had 2 gourmet food service companies.
Somehow I missed that.
I'm sorry. Well, you know, in my little 30-second intro I do for them, they already know, I always do it, so I'm forgetting that. So Doug, forgive me, but I've also built and sold 4 companies as well as my direct sales expertise and my coaching business and travel all over the world speaking. So I have a very good understanding of business, and I've been to internet marketing school, so I also understand the back ends and algorithms of social media. So I can really help any business to build a business, build a brand, and start to develop, you know, even more of a foundation, or to help them get outside that 5,000 I was telling you about and start developing that brand. So I help people.
So what you
areas.
Provided was business coaching. Development, business mm-hmm. coaching. Okay. And now talk about the, so, I mean, there's a million of us doing business coaching.
Sure.
Only of which a 10% are being used.
Yes, that's probably true.
So, okay. So now you've got this business coaching. You're very good at it. Mm-hmm. You've got great experience. You have a wonderful delivery, but nobody knows you. So you go to social media. Mm-hmm. How did you make it work?
Just through Periscope alone. I mean, just individually through Periscope. I had no Twitter following when I started, so you couldn't say I was using Twitter as the catalyst, right? I had a very limited, because most of mine had been in the direct sales industry, except for our personal businesses. I hadn't been using social media. So when Periscope came out, I go right into, you know, just this kind of stuff and say, hey, what can I help you guys with? Oh, you want to know how to close more sales? I have it. Oh, I forgot about another book I have. It's called Seven Ways to Close More Sales with Confidence. And so I would go through and I would give them the tips and start going over things and then say, what are your questions? And people would ask. And so I would start doing some free coaching right here online. I also had a show on a platform that was available called Blab, called Ask Vicky, Ask a Serial Entrepreneur Anything. So people could come on and ask questions, and then getting that delivery of information just gives people that know, like, and trust factor, so they'd connect. And during that 20 minute, they know how I can help them because I give them the big vision
sure.
of what we're trying to do.
Let me simplify it and you tell me if I'm wrong.
Okay.
You did not sit there and sell them features and benefits of what you can do.
Nope.
You sat there and found, what's your problem? Let me give you the solution for your
yes.
problem today, this minute.
Yes.
And that's what Periscope let you do.
Yes.
Have that face-to-face connection.
No face-to-face. They get to see my face. I get to see my face. It's face-to-face because I'm looking at myself.
You've got to tell the audience the follow-up, because you told me that, you know, in 5 months, you made $50,000 doing mm-hmm. this, but in 9 months?
I did over $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so let's talk about, because I know what people are saying. Okay, really? Okay, what are you selling and how'd you do it? So let me tell you, okay, because this is the truth. And anybody that's here, you guys know what I'm talking about, right? So when I do a 20-minute consult, I would say, hi, I'd go through the different things. And you know, Doug, we should do one just so you can get the full effect and understand what I'm talking about, right?
Okay.
But so I go through this thing, we go through, and at the end of the conversation, you have to ask a question, right? And we'll talk about how we get them there let's talk about that first. I'll make it quick. So we take that offline. Here's the card I'm talking about for you guys. Like, I'd say, hey guys, my name is Vicky Fitch. I'm a direct sales expert. I've been in the industry 20 years, top 10 sales and recruiting internationally for more than a decade. I've also built and sold 4 companies. I'm an author, speaker, and international business consultant helping you get outside the 5,000 to turn your passion into your profits. I would love to do a free 20-minute consultation with you, and I'm going to put this card up for you guys to take a screenshot. Now, you on Facebook Live know it's backwards for you, so go to VickyFitch.com/20 and we'll do a free consult for you. So then from there, they'll fill out the survey. It comes in, and I am a big auto responder series thing. I use Infusionsoft. It goes, an immediate response goes out to them, and then has a follow-up sequence for 6 months if they don't book their appointment, and just says, hey, just checking in on you, and tells them about different products we have, how I can help them. When I do have the consult, I speak to them. After I give it to them, I say, okay, and when I'm done, I'll say, now, based on our conversation today, can you see any value in us working together? Because you have to close your sale, right? You have to give them a choice. Do you want to purchase something from me? Yes, I can see benefit. If they say no, which I have to say, nobody has said that yet. I'm not saying it can't happen, but they haven't said that. I'll say, well, let me tell you about what package I recommend for you. And based on our conversation, based on what I think I can do for them, I will tell them what package I believe is the best fit for them. And then tell them how to, you know, what the situation is, and ask them if they want to proceed. And then they say yes, or they say no. I mean, don't get me wrong. I've done over 200 consultations, and I've probably converted, I'm going to say, I think my conversion ratio is like 16%, but they're high ticket packages, you know, and a lot of those other people are still referral sources, and they're still on my Periscopes, and they still contribute.
So, okay, so you just triggered another question here. Mm-hmm. Does this method work only for high ticket items?
No. No, because it could be, I have a package called The Rockstar Guide to Getting It Done. It's a course on teaching people how to get more done in less time, right? You and I were talking about how busy I am.
Yes.
I've become an expert in utilizing my time effectively. So I have a $200 course, right? That's way different than, you know, a $5,000 or $10,000 coaching package. And so if that's what I think is the best for them, I'll say, you know what? I really recommend that you start with The Rockstar Guide to Getting It Done. Or maybe you start with my $10 Seven Ways to Close More Sales with Confidence. If there's something I have that can help them, then you ask them, can you see benefit in us working together? This is where I would start. You know, here's where you can move forward. Because again, my job is to provide enough information for them to make an informed decision. It's not to sell them something. It's to support them. It's to solve their problem, right?
Do you sell your services in any other method other than Periscope, other than live streaming?
Not really now that you mention. I mean, I have other clients that, you know, in the direct sales industry through my speaking engagements and stuff like that. But the numbers that I gave you guys was strictly Periscope alone. It was no other external or nobody that I had even met before that Periscope was my first connection with them.
Okay. So most salespeople, especially consultants, mm-hmm. have always been told you have to have a book. Mm-hmm. You have to do public speaking. Now we're adding live streaming. Compare those three.
Well, okay, let's face it. Books, they're not really making us a lot of money. They give us an opportunity to, I mean, I'm not Dr. Phil. So you guys, Dr. Phil, if you want to check my book out, we could totally put me on the map. But, you know, it's not about the sale of the book, right? It's a platform so people can get, kind of start that know, like, and trust factor for you.
Right.
To know that you know what you're talking about. Yeah. So with live streaming, when people can ask you questions and see that you're delivering your own content, you're not regurgitating somebody else's content and trying to package it or pretending it's yours by sticking, you know, the old lipstick on a pig kind of thing. You know, that people can see that you've got what it takes, then I'm not saying that the books aren't relevant, but I don't think they're as necessary. I think if you are able to do live streaming and you can deliver your information effectively and confidently, I think that will be a faster catalyst for you than a book. And I still love books, trust me.
Yeah. Now compare the live streaming to public speaking.
I love public speaking, as we talked about
before.
Yeah,
you told me that.
And, you know, because I get to see...
You talk so slow, though. I don't know how, you know... But
okay.
Anyhow.
This is so true.
I'm sure it's a handicap you can overcome.
That's a truth bomb right there. That's what we call a fitch slap on my podcast. He said, Red said, I just got a little fitch slap. Do you guys feel that? I feel a little burn right here on my chin. I do speak quickly. Public speaking, I think, gets a different audience a lot of times. That if you look at an audience of where you're public speaking, I'm going to say right now 15% of them are participating in live streaming, and that number will continue to grow. But right now I think they're still very diverse audiences, and so I think that both of those are places that you should be. If I had to pick one or the other for a fast start, live streaming gives you instant access just by hitting that start broadcast button, and you can immediately start building your business. So if somebody told me, hey, I've never been public speaker before and I want to get started, I'd say start on live streaming.
Okay, so let's continue this line.
Okay.
Contrast your streaming with your podcast. Now, you mm-hmm. have two
I
popular,
yes.
active
yes, I do.
Shows. And by the way, I know what a fitch slap is. I watched that. It took me a while. I go, what in the world is she talking about? You might want to explain that one.
A fitch slap, I always say, is a public service. It only comes out when necessary, and it is always done in love. Since my last name is Fitch, it is something that redirects a person that has gone off course. Like if they don't believe in themselves and they say, I can't do it, then they get a fitch slap to redirect them back on course. It's nothing mean or malicious, or it's always nice.
I approach today's broadcast with, you know, am I going to get a fitch slap, or can I get through this without one? And does she hit really hard?
Yeah, I know. I've never physically hurt anyone, just so you know. No physical abuse.
Okay, so you do your show. He yes. said, Red said, what?
He said, Red said.
He said, Red said. I love that.
Where Anyhow. Red is always right, just in case you guys are forgetting.
Oh, redheads. Right. Yeah. So what is the purpose of that show versus your live streaming work? It's a lot of work.
It is. And it is a labor of love. I love it. First of all, He Said, Red Said started out. I actually had a partner, which, by the way, you guys, I am looking for a new he. I'm on the hunt for he. And if you go to hesaidredsaid.com.
I'm going to fill out the application.
You
I
should.
Saw it there.
You're
I saw
fun.
It there.
See,
I just don't know if I could handle the rejection.
I need somebody who can handle witty banter. So the main premise of the show is for us to talk about things with somebody who has some witty banter, who we can go back and forth. Because my mom always said I could have been a lawyer, right? Is that I like to, and it's not because I have to win. When I say red is always right, I love to look at things from different things. I need people that have enough energy that can share information and give me something to think about. Or if they're out of line, then they can take the bitch slap. So that one's really about witty banter and a little bit of business and a lot of fun. So you can have fun on a Monday night, right? And Vicky Fitch Live is, we do in-depth interviews, and the first Wednesday of the month is the Evict the Bully in Your Head series. So somebody that's gone through trials and trauma and then has come out and is now on top and shares that with us.
So what's the business objective of these two podcast shows?
Well, the first one was an accident, actually. And seriously, somebody said, hey, you want to do a podcast? And I was like, all right, sure. And it was born and it was really popular and people had a ton of fun. And I lost that partner and for good reason. But, I'm looking for somebody else. So I've been filling it in with trying to find these dynamic keys. Last month was Aussie Thunder from Down Under month. And so I had all Australian guys on the show. And
businessmen.
Yeah. And so this month for Vicky Fitch Live is the Fabulous Female Entrepreneurs Month. And I have these great ladies lined up that are, just fantastic and really rocking it in business. So the purpose, what it started as and what it's become, the relationships I've developed, the opportunities I give for my audience to hear things from a different perspective, a fresh perspective. I really do try and ask questions other people don't. I really do, try and dig a little deeper to find out, because a lot of interviewers are kind of boring. You know what I'm talking about, because
yes.
We're like, stop. And so I want to find out more. I want to know stuff other people don't know. And so that's the reason. And plus, they get to hear the same stuff I might say from someone else that people process differently, because you know how it is. When they hear you say it all the time, they just kind of tune you out. And so
I'm still going to push here.
Go
Periscope.
Ahead. Yes.
You're eventually selling your services. You're putting money in the bank.
Yes.
What's the podcast doing
for
you,
have sponsors.
Business-wise, other than the fact you love it?
Okay, I do have sponsors, and I also do the same kind of thing. I do that same little promo I did on my podcast. It gives me an opportunity. I have a great Facebook group called the Entrepreneurial Rockstars, and I have a Rockstar of the Week, so I give them a chance to get some promo. And because it's done on Facebook Live, we have the iTunes and Stitcher and all the downloads after the fact, but it's a live broadcast. I can actually bring people on the broadcast as well and have them as a live cameo appearance, which I have... The illustrator for my book, Evict the Bully in Your Head, his name's Jay McKay. He's coming, Mackie, sorry. I always say his name wrong. Jay, don't get mad at me. You still love me. Don't forget it. He's going to be my guest on Monday night for the cameo appearance for the Rockstar of the Week. So it gives me a chance to help my businesses, my clients, my tribe to also build their businesses as well.
Okay, what about audience size? How many people follow you on Periscope?
I think about 6,000.
How about Facebook Live?
Well, Facebook Live, I just started building my audience. I think I have under 1,000 followers, but we typically have 3,000 or 4,000 people that watch the shows.
Wow.
A much bigger audience than what we had before. It'll start out with 3,000 or 400 that are watching the show live or that are participating, because you can't see everybody unless they're actually making comments and getting participant. But afterwards it'll show you how many views the show has, and the numbers just keep going up. People still keep watching them. So,
and how about the podcasts?
Well, the podcasts are the show, right? So how many downloads? I don't even have my Stacy does that from Bible News Radio. She's one of my clients and a friend, and she's the one that does all the stats for that.
Thank you for sharing that. Let's take a quick short commercial break and we'll be right back.
Do you have a desire to be a part of a conscious community? I mean a community of people who get together with the purpose of strengthening their awareness muscles, deepening their relationships, and striving for the extraordinary? Check out how to get started at productivelearning.com. We are a unique self-development company, and we believe that we all have the innate ability to create and live the lives we truly want. But we also know that ability needs to be nurtured and developed. That's why we offer over 40 different workshops to our conscious community. Workshops that intentionally stretch you beyond your comfort zone towards what you truly want. Our workshops are not ordinary. We take journeys across the world, from exotic scuba diving trips to rich cultural getaways. And we offer amazing workshops right here in South Orange County. Join us and find out just how extraordinary life can be. Go to productivelearning.com today or call Lisa Reed at 949-234-0628. To see how you can be a part of our conscious community, that's productivelearning.com or 949-234-0628.
Doug, I'm tired already here.
I'm exhausted. Hey, that was our good friend Lisa Reed telling you about productive learning, so check it out. Well, we are going, we've been in this Ferrari conversation going absolutely at NASCAR speeds, and I'm trying to slow us down a little bit. Not slow down you, Vicki. I'm trying to slow us down to get my grip here on where we're really going with this. This is so fascinating.
Oh,
I love it.
Somebody tweeted in and wanted to know this, and I'll just throw it in for whatever it's worth. Who are these people? Let's say the first time you went on Periscope, nobody knew who you were. You just appear suddenly. Who are these people randomly looking for content on Periscope? Are they people that are just insomniacs? Are they desperate for information? Are they? Who are these people just sitting there waiting for somebody to go on the air?
Well, that's a really good question. First of all, remembering that, people are on Periscope, it was a novelty, right? And they were checking things out and saying, okay, what is this? And who are these people? And you'd look at people going, hey, what are you doing? Hey, I'm eating a sandwich, And so as you start looking around and you do have a world view where you could kind of go and check things out in the world, find out what things are happening, that people just started looking. And then as you're followers, as you share it out, because you can share it out to your Periscope followers, which obviously in the beginning were minimal, but you could also share it out to your Twitter followers. And so people sharing it out to their Twitter audiences were then pulling people in from Twitter into Periscope. And so as people hit the share button, you guys hit the share button and show them how the shares work. And you'll start seeing things. And there's about a 10-second delay, but you'll see they're tapping hearts here, and then they're going to start to share out the content. And you won't see it on Facebook Live so much, except notifications wise. But
There,
share that out. There you go. Irv just shared it out. Thanks, Irv. Appreciate it. Aldo shared it out. And so that goes out to their followers. And if you guys share it out to Twitter, too, then you'll see a notification that's going to pop up here that'll tell me that and there that tells you.
So I want Aldo to tell me why he watches your show and how often he watches it.
Aldo, buddy, tell him tell him where you're coming in from so he knows where you're at in the world and why you are there. And they're going to get to see the notes here. And I'm going to jabber on a little bit because it is a live broadcast and people that aren't on Periscope won't know that the comments are starting to scroll by. But people are looking for good content, right? He's in Brazil. Aldo just announced he's in Brazil.
Where is he in Brazil?
What part of Brazil, Aldo? And they come in and finding content. And when you're sharing that out, like I only share it, Haya from the UK, welcome. I know we and Aldo, love, tell him what drew you in, babe. Is it business, Aldo, that you came in? Doc Muscles in the house. Hey, Adam, welcome to the broadcast. What is it that you get from me, Aldo? Can you tell him anything that specifics maybe? But people come in and looking for when they can find some viable content. Because I'll talk. He's a speaker, so
okay.
Looking for tips, tricks. Sometimes they'll ask me, how do I do speaking engagements? What should I do with my hands? They'll ask me, about body centering. I mean, we talk about everything. It's kind of a free-for-all as long as and then when you get the trolls on, those are always fun. Because have you heard me deal with the troll? It's
no,
hilarious.
No, I haven't.
I'm actually very good with
and
trolls.
And what is a troll? A troll is somebody that crawls out from under a rock and it's kind of weird.
They pop in and say, like, they used to say open bobs, which was because they don't know how to spell boobs. I mean, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that. But then, or they tell you they want to look at your feet or like stuff like that, and I'll go,
okay,
oh.
I just decided why I don't want to do Periscope.
No, but what I always say to them, when they come in, I'll go, oh, sweetheart, and usually they don't spell right, and I go, honey, if you want to be a troll, you have to learn how to spell first. So let me recommend something for you. Why don't you join this conversation and learn how to build a business and actually make something of yourself instead of spending your time behind a camera teasing other people? It doesn't pay well, sweetheart, and it doesn't show up well on a resume. And then they're like, they just are quiet or they go away.
Competition. Yeah. Is there competition? Is there another Periscope? I'm not asking to name it, but is there another show that you compete against?
We mean app? Because like these two that we're on together
compete against each other.
On Periscope, you mean? On Periscope.
On Periscope.
Oh, like that competes
somebody else
with
me? Doing direct sales. Somebody else doing business consulting.
I haven't seen anybody. I've seen one pair of people that are teaching people to do some stuff in direct sales, not actually coaching them necessarily, that have you know, that have some merit to what they're saying. Okay. I think the way people deliver information and content is really important, and I think people consume it at a very rapid rate. And so you can see my replays are sometimes twice what they are for live viewing. So people,
sure. We see the same thing.
Yeah,
here.
They're like
more than twice.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And the people kind of catch that. Oh, I want to learn about that or this. And so if you use the right hashtags, it really helps too.
Explain your 5,000 gesture. Our audience here on the Coaching Perspective can't see it, but your audience there can see it. You do this little periscope thing.
I look out to my eyeball. If you guys haven't seen any of my periscopes or Facebook Live, go check one out. You can go to VickiFitch.com and you can see them there on the Vicki Fitch Live page. But I do. I look out one eye, right? And because I say the 5,000 is the same pool of people everybody else is trying. And in the direct sales industry, for instance, you and I were talking, people say, oh, well, you have to go get your family and your friends and your neighbors. And people are like, I'm afraid to talk to my family, friends, and neighbors. Right?
Right.
Well, get outside your family, friends, and neighbors because you're scared with them. I'm not telling you guys not to work with your family, friends, and neighbors. I'm not telling you to take your Frank list and throw it out the window. I'm telling you that there's more than just those people, because people say, I ran out of people to talk to, right? When there's a whole world of people. And so look at what your product or service is and find a group of people that are the best for yours. Like people that do oils, for instance. I give them a list of like 20 different places that everybody else isn't to go, talk about their oils and put packages together where people can understand, how this will help. Like, I have, my son has Asperger's, and so, he gets challenged with different things. And so sometimes, going to people that, with oils, what blend of oils helps a kid with Asperger's? Then talk to those parents. Your friends and family, people in the direct sales market are not going to kids with special needs or going to kids with learning disabilities or whatever. Go find those people that are searching for help because they have a problem. They're saying, how can I desensitize my kid or calm my kid down? Or how can I do this or that? And if you have a solution, then go find the people that have the pain that you can solve and stop trying to just get stuck in the 5,000.
Okay, so how do I do that using internet social media?
Okay.
In other words, I'm going to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. I am at the mercy of people coming to me. They've got to find me. How do you recommend people go find those other markets, those other opportunities?
Okay, so
how do you open up the audience?
Okay, that's a really good question. So first of all, if you guys are using social media, Facebook and Facebook ads are honestly the best, least expensive alternative for you to highly target exactly who it is that you're trying to get to. It's a little scary how detailed they can get, to be perfectly honest with you. Mark? Really? Zuckerberg? You this really detailed. But we can get in there and find those people. And doing video ads, honestly, your pay-per-click on a video ad can be like 2 or 3 cents. So you're targeting in, if you can deliver a video message, if you can't, I'll tell you in a second about how to, you want to use visual stimulation, like some kind of great photograph that invokes that emotional response we talked about. What's the pain? How can I solve it? So if your pain point happens to be like we were saying, maybe your kid gets anxious, has anxiety, and that has special needs or something, and you have an oil that calm it. Do a quick video and say, hey, if you guys have experienced, this, if your kid is this, or if you experience these three things, I have a solution for you. I'd love to chat with you or visit me here, whatever. You target in connecting with people emotionally.
So it's a targeted video ad that you then place on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. You can also put it on Twitter and Instagram.
On a pay-per-click.
Yeah, well, yes, but you can do the same video just on your own stream. You don't have this, like I said, when you told me to get targeted, like if we're actually putting money out, then I would use Facebook ads. But you can do what I'm doing right now. This is free. This Facebook thing, if I wanted to say, hey, guys, this is what I would do if I were you, as a mom with a kid with special needs or this, that you just boop, 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 here you go. This is what your solution is. Now you've hit a pain point. You've given a solution and you're always going to give your call to action. But it's backwards there. So even if I put it up, you guys can't see it.
But, so my ignorance is going to show here. So I'm not a friend of yours on Facebook.
Right.
How do I even know you've got an ad there?
Good point. Well, first of all, ads, if you're actually paying for an ad, you're targeting who you want. You can do, and this is going to go techie and like right over your head, right? But you can target lookalike audiences, meaning somebody else you know that people follow in that group. You can target the age, demographic, finances,
so if I'm
where
buying
they live,
an ad, I can target it.
You can target it.
But you said you could post posted on your Facebook site, but I've only got three friends.
Okay. So you hit the public button, first of all.
I have a few more.
Okay, anyhow. Good for you, Doug. All right. So we're,
and I'm one of his friends.
Yeah.
So.
Uh-oh. Wait, I'm one of them, too. That doesn't really make people.
And his wife. That's it. We've covered the whole gamut.
Oh. Okay. So first of all, you have a public button, so the public will go out. And live streaming, Facebook just came out with the live map. So you can actually go look at the live map and click anywhere you want in the world and find somebody. You can see the little buttons of who's live streaming right now. So you can go explore the world and see. So that gives it an opportunity for people to find you. Also, like for Periscope, you use the right hashtags. People are searching for hashtags and they can find your broadcast through the right hashtags. So you can also repurpose that content and deliver it. I know. You guys, his face is going, I got the deer in the headlights glazed over. Look, I've got to be quiet.
You know, I have to share with the audience here. We're getting ready to start the show today, and the producer, Paul, is setting up for his live stream, and Vicky's setting up for a live stream. And they go, we'll stream it for you too, Doug. What's your hashtag on Facebook? I don't have a hashtag. What's your hashtag on Facebook? You know, the only hashtag I got is Malamutes for my dog.
Alrighty then.
On Instagram, but
okay. Well, we can work on that.
We can work on that.
I do a 20-minute consultation that's gonna rock your world.
Oh, you know, we're gonna get ready here to wrap it up in a few minutes. It's going to probably take us at least a half hour to give all of your web addresses that anybody could contact. I added them up. I think I had 9 different places where we could contact you.
There should be more than 9, I got to tell you.
That's all you sent me.
Okay, that could be. I'm all over the place.
So here's the invitation. What, as we're getting ready to wrap up, what do you want to share with the audience that we haven't already covered or you want to go back over? And how do people get a hold of you?
Well, the best way, obviously, I hope that they will, if they're on Periscope and Facebook Live, I hope they'll follow me. My public figure page, which is where I also do my podcast, is VickyFitch1. So it's, you know, Facebook.com/VickyFitch1. And because I do have several pages, yes, I have multiple businesses, but that's the one where those things get delivered. I hope you'll follow me on Periscope as well, because that gives them an opportunity to see some free content, to really ask some questions, you know, without having to pay anything. They just get to learn and to grow. But going to VickyFitch.com, I'd love to do a free 20-minute consultation for them. And as a matter of fact, if they put in that consult that they heard from me here, I'll give them 30 minutes for you, Doug, instead of 20.
Whoa.
And that's a big deal.
You people better take advantage
of it.
That's
a big deal.
I'll tell you. This woman is a dynamo, I'll tell you.
Oh,
I'm going
thank
on.
You. Thank you. You're so sweet.
What else do you want to share with the audience that you haven't already talked about?
I would also love them to, if you guys are struggling, like I know people struggle with doing multiple things, trying to balance family and career, trying to deal with, you know, all the things that are going on. I really, the Rockstar Guide to Getting It Done, you know, the course that I did, it really is phenomenal. I mean, it's designed to help people. Like I said, I have 4 businesses, including a nonprofit. I got a lot of stuff going on, but I keep it all together because I'm organized and systematic, and it's not about stuffing your schedule into my plan. It's about building your schedule around what I call the non-negotiables, and they can go check that out at VickyFitch.com/courses.
Okay. Well, look, if you want to hear more about this, you need to tune into my podcast. He said Gray is right. I'm certainly not red.
You're so funny.
Vicky, thank you very much for being with us today. This has been a ball.
Oh.
I hope people got something out of it, because I just had a lot of fun.
Oh, I hope they did, too.
And you shared so much good information.
Oh, thank
really.
You.
So,
I know I fire hosed. I'm so sorry. Please
no,
forgive me
I'm
now.
Glad you did, really. And we're going to have you back again.
I would love to, anytime.
Really, please do it. And welcome to the Coaching Perspective Radio Show community.
Oh, thank you. And I just really appreciate that. I appreciate your warm welcome. And please know, I would love to have you on He Said, Red Said. If you guys, if you think you can handle the Fitch Slap, we are totally putting you on.
I'm ready. You've thrown down the chain. Cannot challenge me.
What do you guys think? Put a 1 in the chat box if you think Doug can handle it on He Said, Red Said. What do you guys think? Sarah, welcome to the broadcast. Darlene, Jay in the house. Awesome. I think you can handle it. I think they put 1-1. Look at these guys. One, grateful chick.
Okay.
They think you can handle it, buddy.
So, hey, I love you.
See, he said he won't blow kisses, but he did
won't
say
blow
he loves
kisses,
you.
You know? Well, look, if you've been listening to our podcast, I'm sorry you missed the live show, but hey, the podcast is just as good. While you're there, be sure to check out for listening to some other guests. We've had some great guests in the past. We're going to have great guests in the future. We've got a returning guest in 2 weeks, one of our early guests, Joan Freelander, a coach that I have a lot of respect for. She wrote a phenomenal book, Business from Bed, and you need to tune in and hear about that in 2 weeks.
I just figured it deserves some applause here.
We've even got the announcer. He wants to do business from bed because he's basically lazy. That was not the theme that she was writing about. Well, look, I hope that you've got information here today that has given you a new perspective on some new social media outlets, some information that you can put to use immediately to achieve your goals. Have a great night.
You've been listening to the one show that takes a look at business from a different perspective, the Coaching Perspective, with Master Certified Business Coach Doug DeFeller.